وصحبه وسلم ما بعد. أيها الأحبة، إن شاء الله today we will be discussing أنواع الفتن، حقيقتها وخطرها وسبل التحذير منها. It's taken from a book titled, written by الشيخ سليمان أبو الخيل حفظه الله ورعاه وسدد على الحق خطاه. أولا أيها الأحبة، this time that we hear fitan, what is meant by al-fitan? In Arabic language, fitan, كما قال الأزهري, is الامتحان والابتلاء, testing and trying. As for in the legislation, في الشرع, then fitan is كل ما يرد من الشهوات والشبهات على قلب المسلم لإفساد دينه. As the Shaykh has mentioned, fitan, jam'u fitna, which is the plural of fitna, and a fitna is kullu ma yaridu min ash-shahawati wash-shubuhati ala qalbi al-muslim li-ifsadi deenihi. Everything that comes from desires or unlawful desires and doubts that befall the heart of a Muslim, li-ifsadi deenihi, to corrupt his religion. And this kalima fitna has been mentioned in the Quran بِمَعَانٍ عِدَّةٍ, having many meanings, تَفُوقُ الْعَشَرَةِ, more than 10 meanings. From them, الشرك, from them, الضلال, misguidance, from them, النفاق, hypocrisy, and so on. But all of these ma'ani all fall underneath the definition that we mentioned. كل ما يرد من الشهوات والشبهات على قلب المسلم لإفساد دينه. Verily, shirk is a shubha. Likewise, nifaq is a shubha. All of these either being a shubha or a shahwa. Qatl, likewise. Second point is, what is the benefit of learning these fitan and learning the fitna? If a fitna is something which corrupts a person's Muslim, then why do we learn it? كما قال صاحب سر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حذيفة بن اليمان, the keeper of the secrets of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, حذيفة بن اليمان, this great companion mentioned, and he said, كان الناس يسألون رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الشر عن الخير وكنت أسأله عن الشر مخافة أن يدركني. He said that the people used to ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in regards to that which is good. وَكُنْتُ أَسْأَلُهُ عَنِ الشَّرِّ. He said, I used to ask him the evil. Why did he used to ask him the evil? For the sake of just asking him, لا مَخَافَتَ أَنْ يُدْرِكَنِي. He said, in fear that it would befall me, fearing that the fitna would befall me. That's why the Sha'ir said, عَرَفْتُ الشَّرَّ لَا لِلشَّرِّ وَلَكِنْ لِلتَّوَقِّيهِ. ومن لا يعرف الشر ومن لا يعرف الشر عن الخير يقع فيه. I asked in regards to the shar and evil, لا للشر, not for the sake of just asking, ولكن لتوقيه, but rather to stay away from it. ومن لا يعرف الشر من الخير يقع فيه, whoever does not know the good from the evil falls upon the evil. So in order for us to know al-fitan, it is important and it's incumbent upon us to know the sifat al-fitan, the attributes of al-fitan. The Shaykh Sulaiman Abul Khayl mentions in his book four sifat, four attributes and characteristics that a fitna has. The first attribute that he mentions is at-tazayyun wa-tajammul fi bidayatiha, that the fitna beautifies itself in its beginning. In its initial form, it beautifies itself. Comes and it tries to make itself appealing. And this is, as for the people of knowledge, or the people that know of this fitan, that they see right through its fake beauty. But those that are deceived are those who are ignorant of it, and the general folk, in most cases. لذلك, the Shaykh mentions an example of these fitan, that in its beginning beautified itself. From them is al-thawrat, fitnatul thawrat. the fitna of revolution or revolutions and revolting against them leaders, Muslim leaders. Where many people beautified this, claiming it to be the truth, that they are enjoying the evil and forbidding the harm, and they want the they want a greater and a better outcome in doing so, regardless of it and this fitna, opposing the sunnah and the Quran of Allah Azza wa Jal. Where Shaykh, he brings a fatwa or a kalam of Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah, where he was asked in regards to the Tawrat, and he said, اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّ الْعِبْرَةَ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ. Know that that which is considered is بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ, the aftermath. Don't look at the fitna when in its beginning form, when it's beautified and it's deceitful. Don't be deceived. فَإِنَّ, he said, اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّ الْعِبْرَةَ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ. Know that the ibrah is in the ending. That the fitna or the ibrah and that which is considered is the ending. وَلَيْسَ بِالْبِدَايَاتِ. And it's not in the beginning. He said, وَأْتُونِي بِثَوْرَةِ كَانَ النَّاسُ بَعْدَهَا أَصْلَحْ مِمَا كَانُوا عَلَيْهِ قَبْلَهَا لَا يُمْكِنْ أَن تَجِدْ ذَلِكَ. Meaning, it has not been found in history that a group of people revolt against their leader and their situation becomes better than before they revolted against the leader. The Shaykh says, لَا يُمْكِنْ أَن تَجِدْ ذَلِكَ. It is not possible that you find that you will find. The second attribute that the Shaykh mentions is الذهاب بالعقول والأحلام. That when the fitna comes, it's as if it removes the intellect of some people. It's as if that it clouds the intellect of people and they don't think straight and they're indulged in the fitna. It takes away their aql. And he brings a hadith, the hadith of Musa al-Ash'ari, a hadith that has been brought by Imam Ahmad fi Musnadihi wa Ibn Majah fi Sunanihi fi Kitab al-Fitan. And he says, in the authority of Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, qal, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يحدثنا أن بين يدي الساعة الهرج. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to inform us that there will be before the hour, the day of judgment, الهرج. قيل وما الهرج. They were said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, what is الهرج؟ قال الكذب والقتل. He said, lying and killing. And the companion said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Qalu akthar mimma naqtulu al-an." More than we are being killed, or more than we are killing and fighting and killing now with the disbelievers, meaning the disbelievers. Qal, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Innahu laysa biqatrikum al-kuffara." It is not that you are killing. It is not your killing of the disbelievers or your jihad. But rather, قَتْلُ بَعْضِكُمْ بَعْضًا. But rather, the killing you may kill one another, or some of you may kill another. حَتَّى يَقْتُلُ رَجُلُ جَارَهُ. Up until a man kills his neighbor. وَيَقْتُلُ أَخَاهُ. And kills his brother. وَيَقْتُلُ عَمَّهُ. And kills his uncle. وَيَقْتُلُ إِبْنَ عَمِّهِ. And kills his cousin, the son of his uncle. قالوا سبحان الله. Look at the companions. They said, سبحان الله. تعجباً. Amazed by this. That how can a man who's thinking straight kill his own brother, kill his cousin, kill his neighbor? How is this possible? They said, سبحان الله. ومعنا عقولنا. All of this is going to happen. والحال معنا عقولنا. Whilst our intellects and our aql is with us. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لا. إِنَّهُ يَنْزِعُ عُقُولَ أَهْلِ ذَاكُمِ الزَّمَانِ. That verily, the intellect of that people, of that era, will be removed. حَتَّى يَحْسَبُ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنَّهُ عَلَى شَيْءٍ وَلَيْسَ عَلَى شَيْءٍ. Up until one of you thinks he's upon something. وَلَيْسَ عَلَى شَيْءٍ. And whilst he is not upon anything. That he thinks he's upon something whilst he's upon nothing. The second attribute and the sifa of the fitna, as the Shaykh mentions, حفظه الله, is that the fitna تقبل الفتن في مبتدئها مشبهة وتبين في آخرها. But the fitna, when it comes in its beginning, its initial form, it's undoubtful. It comes and it's undoubtful. وَتُبِينُ فِي آخِرِهَا. And it becomes clear for everyone. It comes clear for everyone in its ending. And everyone sees it. It's clear for those of knowledge. It's clear for those of knowledge. The scholars, they see the fitna before it's coming. Before even it's coming, they see it. Not even when it's happened. Before it's coming, they see it. And they see the asbab and that which those things that lead to al-fitan. But as for the those that don't have true knowledge and a general folk, then the fitna, it comes mushbihatan, in a state that it is unclear. In a state which it is unclear, and it becomes the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, and he said, whoever stays away from that which is unclear, then he has protected his religion and his honor. So when the fitna comes in its beginning and its initial form and it's unclear, then it's incumbent upon a Muslim to stay away from it up until it becomes clear. لذلك حذيفه بن اليمان mentions, and he says, إياك والفتن, stay away from fitan. لا يشخص لها أحد فوالله ما شخص فيها أحد إلا نسفته كما ينسف السيل دما. And here's the موضع الشاهد, إنها مشبهة مقبلة. يعني إنها مشبهة إذا أقبلت. That the fitan, when it comes, it is unclear. حتى يقول الجاهل هذه تشبه مقبلة وتبين مدبرة. وتبين مدبرة, and it becomes clear. إذا أدبرت, when it leaves and it's ending. And everyone who took or involved themselves in the fitan will regret it. And if only we listen to the scholars, and if only we, which will not benefit. فنادوا ولا تحين مناص. الصفة الرابعة, which the Shaykh mentions, the last attribute, and the fitna has many attributes, but the Shaykh mentions from them four. Or the fourth attribute is that سرعة انتشار الفتن وتضخمها واستعصاء إخدامها. The fitna, the rapidness of its spreading and how it escalates and how it refuses to be extinguished. لذلك, in its beginning, when the fitna starts, it spreads rapidly up until it encompasses everyone, or fitna affects everyone, those who took part and those who didn't take part. And those of knowledge and the people of knowledge will be unable to defend those who are ignorant from the fitna. They'll be unable. Al-Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. Shaykh al-Islam here, many people might understand this laqab wrong. Rather, Shaykhul Islam. This idafa is bima'na fi. Shaykhun fil Islam. Shaykh in Islam, not the Shaykh of Islam, as some of them translated. The Shaykh in Islam. And he's given this nickname due to the immense knowledge of this man. Shaykhul Islam ibn Taymiyyah says, Rahimahullah, wal fitan, idha waqa'at, when the fitan occurs, ajaz al uqala'u fiha, an daf' al shubuhat. And daf'i al-sufaha. That when the fitna occurs, those of intellect will be unable to defend the fools from entering into the fitna and indulging into the fitna. فَصَارَ الْأَكَابِرُ رضي الله عنهم عَاجِزِينَ عَنْ إِدْفَاءِ الْفِتَنِ. And that the akabir, those of high status from the scholars and the elders, will be unable to defend, or will be unable to extinguish or to wipe away the fitan. وَكَفِّ أَهْلِهَا. And to also prevent those entering into the fitan from it. وَهَذَا شَأْنُ الْفِتَنِ. And this is the matter of al-fitan. كَمَا قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. As Allah Azza wa Jal has said, the Most High, واتقوا فتنة لا تصيبن الذين ظلموا منكم خاصة. Said, واتقوا فتنة, stay away from a fitna. لا تصيبن الذين ظلموا منكم خاصة. Fear a fitna that will not only befall upon those who did the ظلم, oppressed and sinned. Minkum, from amongst you, khasa, only. It will not only affect those who come with the fitna and indulge in it, but it will affect all of the people. So we've mentioned the sifat of the fitan. We've mentioned ta'rif al-fitan. Now we're going to mention briefly the anwa'ul fitan. Anwa'ul fitan, ikhwan, you cannot mention all of them and encompass their mentioning in this brief sitting, but rather what we're going to do is we're going to mention the two main categories which they fall underneath. So fitan split up into two, or there's two types of fitan. The first type is fitan to shubahat wa shahawat, the fitna of doubts, or fitan to shahawat, fitan of desires, such as sinning, unlawful desires, where a person sins, drinks, and all of the ma'asi and all those maharim, and those things that Allah Azza wa Jalla has prohibited, a person falling into this. This is from the fitna to shahawat, that which is from the unlawful desires. Second type is ash-shahawat, ash-shubuhat, fitna to shubuhat, which is the fitna of doubts that come in a person's religion. And this one, without a doubt, is more dangerous than the first one.
Because fitna to shubuhat destroys a person's religion.
And a person thinks he's upon something whilst he's upon nothing. A person is upon shirk and he thinks he's upon the truth. A person may be upon bid'ah and he thinks he's upon the truth. Likewise, a person might be thinking he is fighting for the cause of Allah whilst he's spilling unlawful blood, and this has been seen in our time and the time before. Inshallah, to conclude, we've mentioned the anwa'ul fitan, and that all of the fitan fall underneath these two categories: fitna to shahawat and fitna to shubahat. The fitna of unlawful desires and the fitna of doubts. Fitna of doubts. فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضْ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا, such as nifaq. And a doubt, ikhwan, wallah, is very dangerous. It is hard for this person to be cured. The person who's been affected by a fitna, which is a doubt, it's hard to cure him. The person might be upon innovation, upon extremism, and he thinks he's upon the truth, and he thinks that by doing so he will be rewarded. Subhanallah. So that person, is hard for him for you to tell him something. He sees you as being misguided. As for the person who's affected by the fitna to shahawat, by the unlawful desires, then he knows he's in the wrong. Person who's drinking, person who's fornicating. When you speak to him and you tell him don't do this, when you speak to that person, he's going to tell you, he'll tell you, make dua for me. And he knows he's in the wrong. As for the person who's been affected by a doubt in their religion, then it is sa'ab, sa'abun ilajuha. It is hard to cure that person. And if we conclude, ikhwan, and we mention some of the paths of staying away from these fitan. And what are the means of staying away from al-fitan? Those things that keep a person away from al-fitan. The first, which the Shaykh Hafidhahullah mentions, is, and he says, al-amalu ala tarsikh al-aqidati al-sahiha wa ikhlas al-ibadati lillahi fi nufusi abna'i al-mujtama'. He says that a person acts upon ala tarsikh al-aqidati al-sahiha, that a person acts upon firmly establishing the correct creed of a Muslim. Firmly establishing the correct creed. Wa ikhlas al-ibadah, and the ikhlas, sincerity of worship for Allah alone. Fi nufusi abna'i al-mujtama', in the souls of people of the community. كبارا وصغارا ذكورا وإناثا واضنين ومقيمين. All of the people of the community firmly establishing the correct aqidah and correct belief. So this meaning that from the means of keeping a person away from fitna is knowledge. Knowledge protects a person. Knowledge of the religion. Knowledge of the religion protects a person. If a person doesn't have knowledge of the religion, then the most simple of doubts will take away the person. Most simple doubts that anyone throws at him will confuse him. لذلك, a person should learn his religion. When we're in a time where learning the religion has become little. لذلك, إخوان, knowledge is from the means of staying away from fitan. Likewise, the second type or the second means of staying away from the al-fitan is ikhlas, lillah, sincerity in the religion, seeking out Allah in his worship. If a person is sincere, then Allah will guide him. Allah will guide him to seek knowledge. Likewise, Allah will guide him to staying away from the fitan. Sincerity, ikhwan, huwa ra'sul amr, is the head of the matter. ولذلك, Allah tells us when the shaytan will make an oath and he will say that I will misguide all of Bina Adam, who are those that are exempted? إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ, except for your servants, those who are al-mukhlisin, sincere. Likewise, Yusuf alayhi salam, when that woman wanted him to do that action with him, or wanted him to do the deed with him, what did Allah say? Allah told us that he saved her, or he saved Yusuf alayhi salam, because of his sincerity. وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ وَهَمَّ بِهَا لَوْلَا أَرْرَأَ بُرْهَانَ رَبِّهِ كَذَٰلِكَ لِنَصْرِفَ عَنْهُ السُّوءَ وَالْفَحْشَاءِ إِنَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُخْلَصِينَ. Likewise, ikhwan, from being saved from the fitan, and from the means of being saved from the fitan is that a person learns the sunnah and sticks to the sunnah. Many people know the sunnah but they oppose it. The person is firm upon the sunnah and acts upon the sunnah, then this becomes a means for Allah to save him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has left us upon a clear path. وَالْحَقُّ لَا يَتَعَدَّدْ, and there's only one path to the truth. تَرَكْتُكُمْ عَلَى مَحَجَّةِ الْبَيْضَاءِ لَيْلُهَا وَنَهَارُهَا سَوَاءٌ لَا يَزِيغُ عَنْهَا إِلَّا هَالِكٌ. That none deviate from the sunnah and the path. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, illa halik, except for one who is destroyed. Likewise, as-siddq, truthfulness saves a person from the fitan. In the waqtul fitan, when a person is being tested, ikhwan, person is fab. And we take the examples of the companions radiallahu anhum and the salaf, and that the person reads the biographies of the companions. That a person reads the biographies of the Salaf and the Ibtila'at. But really their testing, ya ikhwan, compared to ours is in comparison. And inshaAllah, barakallahu feekum, we will conclude here. And barakallahu feekum jami'an. And thanks to the brothers who have organized the dawrah. Likewise, the mashayikh who have taken part. صلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.
جزاك الله خير, أحسن الله إليكم.
بارك الله فيكم يا أبا حفصة. الله يعزك.
بارك الله.
الله يبارك فيكم. السلام عليكم.
قل إن خير الأنبياء محمد وأجل من يمشي على الكتبان.